Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Monday. Welcome to Psychic Medium Toni Green. I'm Toni Green. I will be taking callers this morning and or afternoon, wherever you are, and answering your questions, helping you connect to loved ones on the other side. Let's make the show go as smoothly and beautifully as possible. Things, first and foremost, if I call out your area code, please take me off of speakerphone. Second, have one question or one connection ready. Not a question that leads to a question that leads to a question or a connection that you have five questions for. I typically have a pretty a lot of people waiting on the call log. Plus, I have questions coming in on YouTube, which brings me to the next thing. This show airs on YouTube, obviously. It's YouTube Live. But it also airs on Rude Rangers TV, WSCS, and a plethora of podcast stations. So knowing that, please be mindful of your questions, comments, personal information you're sharing. And, I think that's everything. I think that's everything, all the little things. I'm sure I'll have to say something else as we go along. It is a kind of storming where I am, so if I lose connection, I want to apologize now. Hopefully, we'll have a pretty strong connection through the whole show. I want to say hi to the random person and Steve. Wonderful. Was seeing everybody here. Thank you for joining me. Steve has a question right away. Let's see. I retired last week, which means I can now watch you live stream on Mondays. Awesome. Congratulations, Steve. That's absolutely wonderful. If you do have a question and you're on YouTube, you can call, or any listening on any podcast, you can call 845-277-9131, and I'll be happy to answer any questions you may have. If you are on YouTube and you want to post a question in the chat, I will try to get to that as soon as I can. Okay, I'm going to go to the very first caller, who is 203. Hello, 203. How are you today?
Hey, Toni.
Toni?
Yes?
Hi, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, there might be some background noise. I'm at the tire store one more time. It's Pat from Connecticut. How are you, sweet Toni?
I'm good, Pat. How are you?
I have had, I don't want to be negative, but one problem after another, health with me and my dog, but mainly my car. The past 2 weeks, I think this is the ninth time being in a car repair place. I have had some guys try to help me. I have others rip me off. Others been abusive. This has gone on since last November when my mechanic blew my engine. I just want to know, is this going to end?
Yeah. So, Pat, I'm so sorry to hear that. That's horrible. I know, you know, that's the one thing. It's so, anybody who has a vehicle that has to take their vehicle in for anything, it is very almost scary, because if you don't know the people, even sometimes if you do know the people, like, just how much is this going to cost, what's really wrong, are you being honest with me, it's a very, very interesting dynamic when we're doing that. So the first thing I'm going to do for you, everybody listening, everybody re-listening, I am going to, let's clear our energy. So if I say we are clear, I get a no. I'm going to ask that all of that be cleared, because sometimes if we're in that space of chaos and fear, we end up being in places where it brings that to fruition. The second thing I'm going to say, this is going to end. I feel like in a month, all of this car stuff should be done for you. You know, it's a very crazy, crazy time in the world right now, and it's a very crazy time for everyone who is trying to get things done, because we're on a heightened sense of alertness and fear due to the whatever they're putting through in all the commercials, news, anything.
Yes.
And what we have to do is we have to start trying to minimize the amount of that we are taking in and maximize our own knowing. So I'm gonna do a clearing that our personal knowing is strong. I get a no on that, so we clear that, because when our personal knowing or intuition is strong, we end up going to the right mechanics, the right vets, the right doctors, who find everything immediately that we need. And sometimes, and this is a little personal information, sometimes we don't need a doctor. Sometimes we need the diagnosis, and then we need to figure out on our own what we can do. So I was, my thyroid started kind of kinking out, and for a while I went with what the doctor said, but it was staying the same or getting worse. The symptoms were getting worse, and I finally talked to this really amazing friend of mine, Michelle, in Florida, who said, you know what, get off of all of the medication and get on a supplement that feeds your thyroid iodine. For me, that personally worked. Everything with that, it turned around within a week. Everything started turning around. So the point is, when you get out of the state of fear and you get into the state of faith or knowing, you can hear the truth, you can connect with the right people, and you can be in that place where everything comes together instead of keeps falling apart. So what I'm getting for you, Pat, is you need to, and it's really difficult to get out of that space of fear. Don't take this lightly. I'm not saying, just have a different thought. Come on, people, just change your mind like that. It's not easy to do that. I mean, there's areas of every single person's life where we are experiencing fear right now, and that can be with work or any area of your life. The idea is to start being in that place where you practice your knowing. I've always been taken care of. I will always be taken care of. And this doesn't mean we have, you know, a princess, posh, whatever life. This means no matter what happens, we are okay. We are safe. We are divinely protected. So for you, the one thing that I want to say is you are going into things thinking, oh, you know, for the love of all that good on this earth, don't let it be this, or don't let it be too bad, or don't let this happen, instead of going in and saying, okay, angels, take over here. Take over. Get in and take over. So I feel like in a month, everything with the vehicle is going to be okay. With your pets, I want to say there is a complication right now, but there's going to be, now, when I say a complication, that doesn't mean something big, okay? A complication doesn't mean something big, huge. It can be a misdiagnosis. It can be a wrong medication. It can be I don't know why they're saying acid reflux, but it could just be acid reflux. Remember, our pets pick up our energy and they try to take it for us, and they cannot shake it off. So the sooner you get back to that space of everything is going to be, I'm hearing that, I think the song is by Bob Marley, which is, it amazes me that I would even know that. Every little thing is going to be all right. I'm trying not to sing the song anymore because, well, nobody would have to hear that. But it's like, every little thing is going to be, apparently I'm singing the song, whether I want to or not. I think you need to play that song. And if you are going to watch something on TV, I'm going to say watch DVDs that are comedies that you pre-chose to just start getting you back to that place where you're laughing, you're enjoying life, and you're getting back in that space of having your energy go up. And the biggest, best thing we can do for ourselves is laugh. Because laughter starts to heal ourselves. It starts to get rid of the negative energy. So just put on comedies that you love and watch them and listen to them and enjoy them. And just know that, you know, even if your vehicle is out of place in this moment, they're going to do what's right for your vehicle. Oh, you do find some shiesty. We're going to clear that everything gets done to your vehicle perfectly. Oh, the first time. And yeah, there's a lot of fear with this. So let's clear that to a yes, not only for you, but for anybody listening to this. Okay, love?
What was the last thing you said? Oh, sorry.
Okay, love?
Yeah, there's a lot of fear because it's been a whole year. I keep, you know, getting back and being positive and trying to laugh. It's been amazing, and I am. I've never had fear like this before of getting in my car and wondering what's next because it's been $5,000 worth, and I've got to keep this car for a couple of more years to try and save, you know, for another one. So I hear you very much. I appreciate knowing that things will be okay and better in a month.
Yeah, I want you to turn that around, and they could be okay now. They really could. They could be okay now. And I want you to turn that around from what's next to we fixed everything and we're moving forward. We fixed everything and we're moving forward. The worst
good.
Is behind us. It can only get better now, okay?
Okay. Can you share your iodine supplement? That would be great, or I'll email you. And I've been afraid to call you for a reading because I have so many things going on. I'm afraid that that's going to block the reading. Is that the case when there's too much worry?
No, not at all. The iodine is, and thank you for asking. I will share it. And again, I'm not a doctor. This is my personal experience because my beautiful, beautiful friend, Michelle from Florida, who worked with insurance and has studied a great deal, and she worked with a naturopath during her thyroid experience. One of the things we need to realize is our food has dramatically changed. Our soil is no longer the same. Our soil has been depleted of its nutrients. We should be pulling the top 10 layers off of the soil we use for farming and using the soil underneath that. But there's been so many toxins put in our soil from trying to kill, like from pesticides and now with GMOs and other things going on, that our food is not getting the nutrients from the earth that it always needs. And our salts have changed. Everybody has gone to Himalayan sea salt table salt or just sea salt. Table salt. And the sources that we used to get the iodine from to feed our thyroid are no longer there. They're no longer as strong, shall I say, or good. So I personally use a product from Terry Naturally, and it's a thyroid care product that I get at a store called Health Hut in Brookfield, Wisconsin. So you can look up Terry Naturally. There's a full line. And the way I use the thyroid product was not according to what was on the box, okay? Because my thyroid was coming from a deficit, I had to overuse the product, which it's a natural product, right? Most supplements flush out of your body if you're getting too much of them. So don't always worry about that. And if you go to a good health food store, they're going to tell you the truth. They're going to be honest with you. I will tell you, when I went from the medication to the supplement, I had a lot. My hair used to be down to here, and my hair just started breaking off. And it's finally not breaking off and not, like, falling out by a great deal. Actually, I'm not having any hair, like, break off. Like, I could do this, and I would pull strands of hair with it. So with this supplement, personally, for me, it was amazing. I'm not giving anybody medical advice because, well, I'm not a doctor. I'm just saying what worked for me. Okay, I'm going to go to the very next caller. Thank you, Pat, and I look forward to talking with you soon. I'm going to go to caller number 917. 917, how are you today?
Hi, happy Monday. Thank you for having a show.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Tina, and I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hey, how can I help you today?
Yes, I would like to ask about a relationship with my boyfriend, Todd.
Okay, what would you like to know?
Just whatever Spirit wants us to know.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that, please? And if I'm on speaker, please take me off of speakerphone.
I'm not on speaker. I heard you the first time. I said...
Okay, well, it sounds like something squeaking in the background. That's why. So, I'm sorry, can you repeat your question?
Yes, I wanted to ask about my relationship with my boyfriend, Todd, and whatever. I said, what you said, what did I want to know specifically? I said, whatever Spirit wanted us to know, please. Thank you.
Okay. So the way my abilities work is I'm a channel, and I start to, with you, I'm just going to mute you because it sounds like the fire detector needs its battery change, but I am going to answer your question, so please don't go anyplace. I am going to answer your question. I will unmute you as soon as I'm done, but that squeaking in the background is very distracting, or that beeping in the background is very distracting. Here's what I'm going to tell you. As soon as I tap in and I start getting into the energy of you, you're fine. You talk a little fast. That's okay. I get that. Being a Gemini, I 100% get that. But as soon as I tap into your relationship, I start shaking. Like, my body literally starts shaking. And there's this this feeling that comes over me that I'm not even sure I'm familiar with, but it's a very like chaotic or this weird energy that I'm not really even, I don't know if familiar is the right word, but here's what I will say. That's just the feeling I get. I don't know why I get that feeling. Maybe you get so excited that you literally want to implode when you think of him. Or maybe it is something else. I feel personally like it's something else. Okay, I feel like there's something else going on. What I'm going to tell you as far as your relationship goes and what they want you to know about this relationship. Okay, they're singing this song. Burning Down the House. It's Burning Down the House by that group that sings Burning Down the House. It starts, oh, watch out. You, oh my God, sweetie, you might get what you're, I think it says, watch out, you might get what you're after. 365 degrees burning down the house. Now, I don't know. This could be Holy cow. Every time I go to say something positive, they just want to shut down my throat. This could mean, hey, watch out. You're going to get what you're after. This could be a really good thing, but you know your relationship better than I do. You know his personality. You know his you know him. You know him. Don't worry about your relationship. Worry about what you know to be true and move forward on that. I'm going to go to the very next caller, 914. 914, how are you today?
Hi, good, thank you. How are you?
Thank you so much. I'm excellent.
Yeah,
absolutely, my pleasure. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Catherine, and I'm calling from New York.
Okay, Catherine. Thank you for calling in. How can I help you today?
I wanted to tell you, you were so right. I had called you a few months ago, and the person I was with really turned out to be somebody that, you know, isn't to be trusted, like you had said.
Thank you so much for the confirmation. And when you said the person I was with turned out to be, I heard the word jerk. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. That's the mild way to put it.
We are on TV, so we can't really swear. I wish the last caller would have been more open to my answer and listen, because she obviously didn't like what I said. I hope she, you know, it's always an interesting dynamic. So I want to ask you, how can I help you today? What's your question or comment for today?
I was wondering, please, I'd like to wonder if you pick up anything on a gentleman has offered me work overseas. Actually, two of them have. And, you know, since it's overseas, it's a pretty big decision. It wouldn't be permanent. They're only, you know, projects that would last a few months. But I was wondering if you see them, in fact, happening. One person, I don't know, do you need their names?
No, I can tell you. One of these offers is going to fall apart very quickly. One of them is going to kind of fall apart, okay? It's not going to stay in an active offer. And it's good. It shouldn't, okay? It shouldn't. It's not the best opportunity. The other offer, I feel like the choice is going to be yours, but I also feel like, okay, there's a better offer closer to home. I feel like there's going to be something that comes up that is closer to home. And I don't know why they're saying this, because I am the type of person, if you can travel for work, do it. Run. Wherever you can go, whatever you can do, we're here to explore this big, beautiful world. But for some reason, they're saying, for whatever reason right now, the best offer for you is closer to home. And this offer is going to be coming in within a month. This offer is going to be substantial. It is not something you already know about or have. Has she heard about this? No. You have not heard about this offer yet. It's coming in within a month. And I hear the word partnership. And because we're talking about work, I'm going to assume for a moment that this partnership is still based with the word partnership. Is that with the work? Yep. So maybe something close to home. And as I go to say this, I'm getting goosebumps up my left leg, which can be a confirmation for me. I'm going to tell you there's a possibility of someone coming in and offering you more than you were looking for. That's the way they want to say it. And when this offer comes in, and it will, and it's coming within a month, You are going to have divine guidance all the way through this offer. There is no part of this offer that you will not appreciate or like. You're going to take this offer and you are going to run with it. If there's any hesitation or fear as you get into this offer, let that go immediately. You're going to be in a space where you are fully appreciated and have growth potential from beginning and all the way through this opportunity. Once you get this opportunity, you will be working in your fullest capacity, doing everything that you love and everything that you want to do in a way that's going to offer you expansion that you may not have known existed.
Wow.
Okay,
that's utterly amazing.
Thank you so much. And I just, for those of you who are watching me on YouTube and listening to me, sometimes when I channel, angels step in and literally start talking to me and people comment, like the color of my eyes change, obviously my voice changes. And when something comes through that is really important to get out, they will step in and they will literally say it. So please re-listen to this message, watch it on YouTube, do whatever you need to do to see the power that they brought through in that message for you. Okay, love? Don't take this lightly.
Yes, I will.
What they're asking you to do is to literally rewatch or re-listen to this message and write it down and read it every morning so you don't get distracted by something else. I do feel like this opportunity is coming to you. I want you to keep looking, but I feel like this opportunity is coming to you. It's something that is going to be offered to you, but we still need to stay in that energy of seeking out the possibilities. But I feel like these people or person, and now it's very important to understand, I did not say the word company. Love, I'm going to ask you just to hold for 1 second. Don't go anyplace. For those of you watching me on WSCS or watching the 30-minute version of this show, thank you so much for joining me. I'm so grateful you've been here. There is a part two to this show, so please stay tuned for part two or the next episode of this show where you will be able to finish listening to all the callers, all the comments, and the YouTube questions as well. If this is where we part because you're watching the 30-minute version, thank you so much for joining me. And remember, it's your job to create the miracles in your life. Okay, for those of you continuing on with me, thank you for still being here. These people or this person are reaching out to you, but you still need to be in that seeking position. When they reach out to you, I do feel like they're using the term people or person, because I don't know if this, they're not using the term company, which speaks volumes to me, which says, we'll see what that looks like when it comes. I don't want to put my own spin on that, okay, love? I don't want to put my own spin on it. I just don't want to put my own spin on it. I want to, when it comes, I don't want to give too much. Here's the thing. When I'm doing a reading for someone, for anyone, I don't want to put too much definition on it, because if one little thing is different than your perception of my words, you might think, oh, is this it? I like to leave it as open as possible just in case how I'm saying it and how it shows up is a little different. You are going to love this, though. It's going to be an amazing, beautiful thing for you, and you're ready for it. Embrace it with both hands and just, Take it.
Yes. Oh, wow. And I'm excited.
You should be. This seems like something really big. It's going to be a lot of work, but it's going to be so worth it once you get once you get in it and you are doing it, you're going to live and breathe it, is what I'm getting. Okay, beautiful?
Yes.
The one thing I do want to say is it's going to open up a lot of doors of opportunity for you. Not only once you're in this opportunity, so many other opportunities are going to come, are going to, like, they're using the word flood in, like your floodgates are going to be open. And for you and everybody else listening, I know Pat is still on the line. I know Nathaniel's on the line. I want to tell you, everybody listening, everybody watching, rewatching, listen, once you get in that place where you are feeling happy, everything turns around. We always hear the worse it gets, the worse it gets. What about the better it gets, the better it gets? Like, what about if we get into one good thing and that's the beginning of all the good things? Instead of one bad thing happen, then everything bad is going to happen. Oh, it's all downhill from here. What if the downhill is we did the long, hard climb to the top and the downhill is like taking a big sled or a big tube and being able to just ride the fun down to the bottom? We always have these statements that are, you know, oh, doomsday statements, but we need to get into that place where once something good comes in or the good offers are here, we have to say, okay, this is a good offer, but I know there's something better for me because this isn't everything I want. If you're questioning an offer, whether it be about a partner, a business, a job, there's a reason you're questioning that. And the reason might just be because there's something better and bigger right around the corner. And for you, I believe that to be true. For you, I believe you have something coming in that is going to be very life-changing is the word they're using. And it's going to put you in that position where it's kind of like this is what you've been waiting for. So please embrace that. Know it's on its way. And know it is going to make a difference in everything you do. And I think that means even with the work you'll be doing, it's going to make a difference in everything you do. Okay, love?
Wow. Yes. Woohoo. I embrace it. Yeah.
It is. It's a good thing. It has some great power and energy coming in with it. Okay?
Yes. Wow. Oh, thank you. Thank you. That's amazing.
You're so welcome, and I want to tell you, I'm gonna go to the next caller, but don't go any place yet, because I want to tell you, as soon as this comes in and you're, you know, caught up and in that good place with it, I want to hear the details of it. I do. I want you to call me back and let me know. I'm going to go to 256. I think 256 is the next caller. 256, how are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for calling in. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Kimberly. I'm calling from Georgia.
Kimberly, how can I help you today?
Yeah, I have, presently I have a job, but I'm looking to move to another one. So I've been applying to other jobs and just wondering, you know, the time frame. I've applied for a couple early in the summer, and they didn't pan out, but I'm still applying.
Okay, Kimberly, may I please ask, what is it that you do?
Oh, I teach in the public classroom.
Oh, wow. Well, God bless you.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm getting for you, and I feel like you maybe have you thought about changing careers? Let me just drop this
well,
on you. Have you completely
for about 5
careers?
Years, about 5 years, I have, yes.
Okay, I feel like I feel like that's going to come in sooner than you think. I feel like whatever it is, thank you for confirming that for me. I didn't want to just drop the bomb and say, like, oh, well, Kimberly, I just need to let you know you're supposed to be in a completely different career. You've done your time here. You've served your sentence. It's time for you to be free from this. What I do want to say is you are going to start something as a, like a side on like a, you're going to start, I keep getting, you're going to start your own thing. You're going to start your own thing. It's not going to be something where you're necessarily working for somebody else for the rest of your life. Whatever you're about to start, it's going to be something that maybe you start working with someone else or for someone else, but eventually you have your own business out of it. So what I'm going to tell you is I feel like whatever this thing is that you're going to be doing next, it's going to lead you to independence, clarity. It's going to give you back your power, your inner strength. And it's going to be in an area that you just freaking adore. It's something that you have, it's something you've been thinking about for a while. And it's something that you're going to, once you're in it, you're going to embrace it. And you're just going to want more and more and more of it. I feel like this is coming in, well, you already know it could come in as soon as they're using the term tomorrow. But I'm going to tell you tomorrow can mean literally tomorrow, or it can mean like within a very short period of time. It's coming, they're just using this statement like, girl, it's coming in hot for you. It's coming in hot. Now, I don't know if this is correct for you personally, but I keep getting all these flashes of beauty things with hair, nails, eyelashes, brows, blah, blah, blah. Now, I don't know if that's what you have thought about personally. And if it's not, that doesn't mean this isn't for you. That means they're just showing me things like careers that someone starts off, and they might start off with working with somebody else and then end up having their own little, not little, their own thing going on with it. So whatever it is that you have been feeling that you could do on your own, you need to get on that. You need to do it. You need to start it. You need to embrace that and move forward. And I love this statement. I love when they make it. I truly, truly love this statement. If you weren't afraid, what would you do? Now, that doesn't mean quit your job, give up your benefits, and, you know, live out of your car where you start something new. You're in a beautiful position. You have a position. And instead of looking for another position that is going to be more of the same, more just the same thing in a different location, you have the ability and a beautiful, beautiful ability to start your own thing now and take back your life, because in a lot of ways you feel as though your soul is being sucked dry or sucked out of your body.
Yes. Yes. Bingo. Bingo.
Yes. I know. They're telling me. They are telling me. They are straight up telling me. Like, you feel like the light is being sucked out of you. Like, you wake up in the morning, and by the time you open your eyes, you're like, no, not another day of this. So I am telling you right now, whatever that thing is that you have personally thought about, whatever that thing is that you have been wanting to do, do it. Do it. And listen, a friend of mine's sister is here from another country, and I keep saying to her, you know, you got to learn to do eyelashes, because when you go back home, you can do this, and you're going to turn this into, like, a major business for yourself. And it seems so, like, eyelashes? Eyelashes? Really? Yes. Trust me. Trust me. So even if it seems like, how could I even support myself on this? The idea, the reason they're bringing this up is because the idea is that even if it is something that you think, like, how would I even make money on this? Trust the fact that the reason it's in you is because it's supposed to come out of you, and once it comes out of you, it will be there for everybody else. And you will profit from it. You will do so well from it. And you will do better than you had ever anticipated you could have done from it. Okay, love?
Okay.
So I hope you, I feel like you already know what that thing is for you. Get on it. There's this really old, like, original rap song, and I'm going to totally mess this up. I mean, this is from when I was so young, and I don't think I've even heard it since then. I think it's actually by the Sugar Hill Gang, which I am floored that I can even remember that, and I'm probably wrong about that, but you have to have listened to, like, original whatever to even know that name. But it's like, and I'm not even sure these are the words, but it's like, get on it, and on and on and on it. I don't even know it's been.
Yeah, forever. I know the song. I got it.
Yes, right? How old?
I got it.
I was such a little kid when that song came out. I can't even believe that's coming back to me. But what I'm going to say is, like, I think that song is coming out for two reasons. The first reason being is because that's how long this has been inside of you, since before that. Like, this is something, this is like the original reason, the purpose of your soul. This is why you're here, right? When we're brought up, we're taught, go to school, get a job, get a pension, get the benefits, be taken care of, have that security. But inside of us, thank God I was never taught that. I was just taught, I don't know. I had entrepreneurs around me all the time, but our original soul idea, our original purpose, our soul journey might not be that. Okay, so it's okay. We went to school. We got the degree. We got the security. But there's something inside of our soul that's trying to wake us up and say, just effing do it. Just effing. It's pushing you, and the more you ignore it, the more miserable your day-to-day is going to be, the more miserable and the worse it's going to get, because when the universe or your angels or whatever you want to call it are trying to wake you up to your purpose, they will make everything else so bad that you have to jump. So what they're saying is, do this before you have to jump. When I was refusing to follow my purpose, they literally gave me my third near death and made it impossible for me to do anything else, which I'm really grateful for. But don't die to get into your life, okay? Don't die to live. Don't do that. That is the hardest, most difficult way to get into your purpose. That's all I'm saying. Okay, sweetie. Right. So can I ask you, what is your, nope, actually, that's why I have not said it. Okay. You keep your side, your purpose. Okay. Thank you. I'm so happy I was going to ask you this, because this is what they're saying. Whatever it is that you're about to do, whatever it is you're about to embark on, don't tell anyone. Okay, so, like, what they're showing me, it's like a magician. They don't tell anybody how they do the trick. They just show up and they do it. They just show up and they do their magic. You don't let anybody talk you out of this by telling them, thinking they're going to be excited for you, because people live in a state of fear. So they're going to be like, oh, what about this? What about your insurance? What about your this? What about, no. What you need to do is put it, the only person that needs to validate this for you is you. Don't go to other people seeking guidance, approval, because all they're going to try to do is talk you out of it, because that's what happens when our purpose comes in. And I could tell a million and one stories about me jumping into this and being in this and how it happened, and it's crazy. But the point of the matter is that whatever this is, you just do it. Okay, I know you're not going to be a sniper, but like a sniper, you work in silence. You get your job. You've got your job. You show up. You do your job. And nobody needs to know about it. Where
right.
did they come up with these Harrisons? You just need to do you. Don't tell anybody. Just surprise them. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, I hope this was so helpful for you.
It has. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Have an amazing rest of the day. And once this is all up and going, I want to hear about it. Okay, love?
All right, I will. Thank you.
You are welcome. Okay, I want to say hi to Genevieve. I want to say hi to Steve again. I want to say hi to, I think the random person is Heather. Yep, Heather from Oklahoma. Thank you, guys. I'm going to go take, if you guys have any questions, pop them in there. Love heart. Hello, may I please ask if you see a future between me and, oh, I had to read that three times, folks. Sorry. Anil. Thank you. Okay. Here's what I'm going to say. The future between you and Anil, it's A-N-I-L, not two A's, just to be clear. That's how my eyes first went to that. Sorry. I am going to say there is one, but it might not look exactly the way you want it to. You have to be very open to all possibilities if you want to stay in this situation. Oh, wait, don't send me smiley faces yet. I'm not done. She listened to my first two words of there is one, and then like smiley face, she's done listening. She wants to just take that and run with it. Do not take that and run with it, because there's more to this. I hope you are still listening. What I am also getting is you have to be open to all possibilities and all ways that a relationship can look. You need to have the conversation about what does this look like for you? What are your goals and where are you thinking? So relationships to each person look very different. Not everybody wants to get married and live together and have that forever after thing. And that doesn't mean it still can't be a committed, monogamous, whatever relationship. It just means you need to make sure that what you think a relationship should look like and what the person you're with thinks a relationship should look like are the same. We've all been brought up in very different dynamics as far as what a family or a secular life should be. Make sure the person that you're getting into bed with has a similar view of what a secular family, whatever life looks like, or that you're okay with their view of that, okay? You gotta know that from the get-go, okay? Like some people just never want children. They never ever, it's just not part of their plan. And that's okay. Just make sure that if it's part of your plan, you know that ahead of time. Okay, Frankie wants to ask, what happens to our four-legged family members when they pass? Oh, Frankie, I want to make sure I have enough time. Okay, I'm going to tell you guys a story about myself the best way I can. Frankie Dines wants to know what happens to our four-legged friends when they pass. So I hope everybody sticks around for this because it's a true story. It's one of mine. I had two little puppies. They weren't puppies when they passed, but they're always puppies to us. I don't care if they're Great Danes. When they pass, they're our babies. They're our puppies. But I had Max and Bella, and they were hairless Chinese Crested. And Bella got really sick. And I wasn't expecting it because Max had allergies all the time, and I was always taking him to the vet. But Bella was always the good, easygoing, happy, bouncy baby girl, right? And Bella got sick, and I didn't realize she was sick at first because oftentimes that happens because the first thing, they just don't want to eat. Right, so we're cooking them food and we're doing all the things we need to do, and I finally took her to the vet. And on the way to the vet, I kept hearing, you know, you can't throw money at this one. You're not going to be able to save this one. You're not going to be able to fix this. Don't let them talk you into anything. So I knew it was her time going in. And I'm not going to share the whole vet story with you. But when I did make that choice and I said, okay, it's her time, she's not getting better, we have to do what's best for Bella. They gave her the shot, and I think, you know, it's the most humane thing to do to not let someone, even a pet, a person, anyone suffer. Quality of life is so much more important than quantity of life. I mean, and that can be a whole show that we talk about at another time. But as soon as, like, I was holding her in my arms, and as soon as she stopped breathing within 30 seconds, I saw her pop out of her body and stand 3 feet, like, off the ground in front of me. And my eyes just popped open. I'm like, oh, my God, Bella. And she was happy like she was when she was a puppy. And the big smile had returned to her face. And she was just there looking at me. And I had so much peace in my body at that time because this was the first time I'd ever gone through losing a pet, right? Losing, a pet of my – I called them my baby. I talked about them like they were children. But it's the first time I had lost a pet. And so I take Max and I go to the car, and we get in, and Bella's right there. She's like so happy, but we're communicating telepathically back and forth. She comes home. She's in the house. She's sitting like a little bit across the room from me, and we're talking. We talked for like 4 hours, and then I went to bed, and she came to bed with Max and I, and this is where the story gets a little tough. The next morning I wake up, and Bella is just, she had this little sit where she would sit like a show dog, and she was just stoic and sat up, and she was just like this little ball of a dog, first of all, but you know, she was sitting in the doorway looking at me, and I was like, I knew. I'm like, no, baby, come back to bed. Come on, baby, come back to bed. And this huge angel showed up behind her, and I knew. I just knew. I was like, I go, okay, you can take her. Like, I was so grateful for the time that we were able to communicate and talk and da-da-da. And I thought, well, that's it, right? That's it. That's all she wrote. Within an hour, Bella was back. Yay! She popped in, and she was amazing. I mean, her energy had transformed. It wasn't the same type of communication between her and I then. It was very different, and she wasn't as a parent to me. Like, I couldn't look and just see her as Bella continually the way I would look at Max on the couch and see him. She had transformed at that point. So she is always still with, they are, all, our four-legged friends are always still with us. They are around us. Their energy keeps evolving and getting into more light energy. They can be with us, and they can be with all the our loved ones on the other side. Also, I had a dream. I'm going to say this very quickly. My mom passed February 6th, and recently I had a dream of my mom with two little puppies. They fit in the palm of my hand, and they didn't look like Max and Bella, but they never show up looking like Max and Bella because I will lose it in my dreams. And that my mom was sitting at my chair at my desk. She was sitting in my chair at my desk, and the two little puppies were on a blanket next to her. And I looked at her. I go, are you taking care of those puppies? And she said, yes, I am. And I said, are you sleeping with them? And this is all in my dream. And she says, yes, I am. I go, well, I would sleep with them. So I went over and I picked up the two puppies and I put them by my heart. And this is a dream, and they didn't look like Max and Bella, but sometimes in our dreams, that's to protect us. And so then she said, she just looked at me and I said, okay, I can let you take care of these puppies. You can have these puppies and you can take care of them. I'm not going to take them away from you. And then I woke up and I realized, of course, that my babies were with my mom and she is taking care of them, even though they don't need her to take care of them. So that is the stories that I can tell you about our four-legged friends from personal experience. I will tell you, they show up in my dreams all the time, and they don't look like them. When I see them now out of the corner of my eye, they're like wolves that stand 4 feet off the ground. They're protectors of us once they pass. Even though Max and Bella were both like 12 pounds, they show up like, 200-pound beefy wolves now that stand side by side to protect. And they will show up in our dreams in many, many ways as our protector, as our, like a little puppy, but they might not show up as them because it might be too difficult for us to see them as them. I hope that makes sense to you. But thank you for asking that question, and thank you for listening while I told you my Max and Bella stories. I'm sorry for your loss also. I want you to know our family, our friends, our babies, our fur babies, our even our goldfish, they don't ever leave us. They stay with us and they help us. And Max and Bella passed some time ago, and they really stay with us. We'll smell them, we'll see them, we'll sense them, and they're always going to be with us. And it's very rare that a pet will reincarnate to come back to us. I'm not saying it's impossible. It is possible, but it is rare because once they finish, they go to the other side and help, continue helping us from there, just like our family members do. Okay, thank you everybody so much for joining me today. I'm here every Monday at noon for a minimum of 30 minutes, and I do pop-up shows, and I plan on doing some pop-up shows this week, so if you are not subscribed on YouTube or Blog Talk, or whatever podcast you listen on, please do that so you can catch my pop-up shows live. Until then, remember, it is your job to create the miracles in your life. I love each and every one of you, and I'm sending you all prayers and blessings. Have an amazing rest of the week.